first, before I start my introduction of this film, I would like to thank the organizers for choosing me, for asking me to come back, even though I still reside in Pittsburgh. So I am here and not here, simultaneously. Right, like Stronger Cat. And I'm very honored to be here already on the other side of the on the other side of the battle, because I know what it is to be an organizer of the Film Symposium. So I wanted to thank everyone, all wonderful graduate students who put together this wonderful event, and of course Valodia, Nancy, and the invited guests who traveled all the way from Russia to be a part of this intellectual intellectually stimulating event. So now to the film. Like, we'll move to the film. So those people who know me and my research interests probably would be surprised that I'm not introducing Guy Germanica's film, Everyone Dies But Me. So this is a film about contemporary youth films. My dissertation was on youth films. This is like, that's what I'm breathing with. Like, it's youth culture, youth film. And you know, I think that I was glad when Valodia asked me to introduce this film, Andrei Proshkin's Orleans. It definitely took me out of my comfort zone as a scholar and also as a viewer. And I had to watch it carefully several times in order to identify the criteria for which the Guild of Russian Film Critics decided to give an award for the best supporting actor. And Valodia did mention that this guild is the films that we are showing this week. They received awards for different things, but this specific film is focusing on actors, on acting. And I should mention, before I move on to the analysis of the film and to the production history, I just wanted to mention that acting is excellent in Proshkin's film, and it is by Oleg Yagodin, right, who received also an award simultaneously, two awards for the same film. And also the main female part is played by Elena Lyadova, who also received an award at Moscow International Film Festival. Other actors who took part in this film project are Viktor Sukharukov, Vitaly Hayev, and Timofey Tribuntsev. So, and it is not the only strong side of the film. So the script, the music score, and the camera work also deserve special mentioning and could have been noted by the Guild of Film Critics. However, what might attract a serious view, a cinephile, to Orleans is Proshkin's ability to use all the cinematic elements and intertwine them in a complex postmodernist text to convey an important message about the moral and spiritual state of contemporaries, whether in Russia or in any other part of the world. The ultimate question that Proshkin attempts to answer in many of his films, and in an absurd and grotesque manner in Orleans, is articulated in one of his interviews. What is humanity? And what specifically makes us human? So Andrei Proshkin, the director of the film that you're about to see, is the son of a prominent Russian film director and scriptwriter, Alexander Proshkin. Proshkin, the son, is known to the Russian audience from his previous film, The Horde, or Arda, for which he received the Best Director Award at the Moscow Film Festival and the Russian Golden Eagles Film Award. The film scripts for both films were written by Yuri Arabov. This is the second collaboration, who received the prize for the best screenplay and at the 1999 Cannes Film Festival, and the best script award at the 1999 Russian Guild of Film Critics Award for his work on Alexander Sakura's Moloch. So the ideas for the plot, as stated by Arabov, were already formed in 2009. And his novel under the same title, Orleans, was published in 2011. But it is only with the help of Proshkin that Arabov's script was realized onto the screen. As Arabov confessed during the press conference for Orleans, His initial focus was on the creation of the image of a positive, good serial killer, psychopath. He suggested that, quote, the plots about maniacs have considerably deteriorated since Hitchcock shot his masterpiece Psycho. Film directors exploited it a lot, making it even worse. This character gained new qualities and finally transformed into an image of conscience. These new qualities are a reflection of the world I live in and what I believe in, end quote. However, in Proshkin's film, the focus is no longer on the psychopath and his motivation. It rather shifts to the more universal philosophical topics of the discovery of moral conscience, repentance, and spiritual redemption. While shooting his film, Proshkin experienced a number of drawbacks. The filming of Orlean was originally planned for May 2014 in Crimea, even though the events set up in the Altai region on the border between Russia and Kazakhstan. However, because of the political unease, Proshkin had to postpone the production of his film for some time. There were also some troubles with the soundtrack performed by a British band, the Tiger Lilies. This was not the band's first collaboration with Russian filmmakers. And in 2001, they participated in the Oscar-nominated Russian director Sergei Bodrov's crime film, The Quickie. And later in 2007, became the object of Bodrov's study in his documentary, Drunken Sailor. So there was some disagreement between the musicians and the director, but finally the musicians allowed to use the music, and as long as there is a disclaimer in the film score that you will see at the end. The soundtrack indeed plays a very important role and offers a supplementary explanation of the narrative events, but only for those viewers who have a working knowledge of English. As a postmodernist text, Proshkin's film has characteristics of different genres and stylistics. Its producers advertise it as a phantasmagoria of sin, while film critics define it as a tragicomedy, a film parable, a kitsch melodrama, a farcical philosophical drama, a hellish trash, and finally a bad taste movie. As for me, Proshkin, Orleans is a homage to Alexei Balabanov's works. Black humor, the focus on progressive characters, the detailed study of the periphery, and shocking violence are among the characteristics that Proshkin adopts from Balabanov's cinematic style. In this regard, it is not surprising that Balabanov's favorite actor, Viktor Sukharukov, plays the role of the executor, whose function in the film not only to bring the punishment to those who have committed crimes and have sinned, but also to serve as a narrative and visual future of the three main protagonists' path to the possible moral redemption. So I'm not going into the description of the narrative, but I just wanted to say that there are numerous allusions, there are numerous references that film critics notice in this in Proshkin's film. Of course, one of the most obvious references to Bulgakov's Master and Margarita. There are also some references to Chekhov's text, Nikolai Gogol, Mikhail Saltykov-Shchedrin, and Viktor Pelevin, and even David Lynch's film. However, the most crucial references in Orleans is the ones that send the viewers to the Bible. These references include the arrival of the Messiah, for which one of the main characters, the policeman Nevolin, prepares by putting Ratchet at the entrance. There are other biblical references, and they're all recycled and ironized in the film. So, and I think the most important reference, and the more in a twisted way, is the final scene. And I hope that you'll have something to say about it. So, in the very, very last shot of the Orleans, there is a shot of the a substitute for the Messiah, a substitute in the tradition of the Ivan Krylov's fable. So, and what this final shot suggests is that we, as viewers, for the past an hour and a half, have been participated in some kind of postmodernist game or play prepared for us by the director. And all philosophical, religious, and moralizing utterances and a rich visual layer just hide the fact that there is no deep meaning, no universal answer to Proshkin's question, what constitutes humanity? So, and I hope that we'll have some more questions to discuss at the end of the film. Thank you.